This is an audio dramatisation from the State Library of Victoria.
The Dutch captain told me there was a river.
Why don't you just use the net for there? That's what we brought them for.
There, sit there, hero. Look. Nouvelle Hollande. 20 copies they sent us with. 20 copies of the same useless piece of paper. Look at this. The coastline simply stops.
Perhaps the entrance to the great inland sea. What does it say? Shocks Bay?
You stick to science, and I will stick to sailing. Are the botanists and zoologists prepared to go ashore and collect samples?
Why don't you ask young Bougainville?
Castoir!
I forgot. He lived with the other 50 men who had the good sense to jump ship at Ile-de-France. They warned me. Told me this voyage to Terra Australis would be a mission de mort. 250 men left France with you. How many are left?
Enough to get the job done. Matthew Flinders might already be there way ahead of us. The English kept the good maps for themselves.
General Bonaparte has demanded too much of this expedition.
Have you seen what waits to greet us when we land?
What is this? I have not seen this book before. Journal of a Voyage to New South Wales, 1790! Oh.
This bear stands 7 feet high and has a saw blade on the back of each leg.
Mon Dieu! Look at that! It is a giant murderous goose. How many books do you have here? Why have you not shared these with the scientists?
How about this one? This animal stands between 5 and 8 feet on its hind legs. Legs so powerful as to propel it through the air more than 10 feet and faster than an horse.
Is that one?
Oui.
Is it a giant mouse?
The Englishman Banks writes here that it is called a kangaroo.
Giant geese and giant mouse! What other monsters wait for us in this hill?
This has been an audio dramatisation from the State Library of Victoria.